This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Telehealth, for obvious reasons, got really big at the beginning of the pandemic. And in that way that things work the way they're supposed to sometimes, a lot of insurance companies started waiving copays for telehealth visits so people would stay home and not add to the stress that hospitals were under. And people did. Now, though, some big insurers are going to start charging those fees again, which means the cost of seeing a doctor virtually could be the same as the cost of going in person. And as Marketplace's Kristen Schwab reports, incentives in life and in behavioral economics matter.
Dr. Chad Illimudl still dresses up for work, even on days when all his appointments are virtual.
The video takes a little formality out of it, so I kind of raise the formality by wearing a white coat.
Illimudl is a urologist. He also directs a telehealth research incubator at the University of Michigan. And he says dressing the part is important because he wants patients to know they're getting the same treatment online as they would in person. He says reintroducing copays?
There's no doubt that it will leave some people less interested in doing a video consultation.
And that's really part of the point, to push patients back to seeing a doctor in person, because people have been putting off important exams and procedures that couldn't be done virtually. Ativ Mehrotra, a professor of healthcare policy at Harvard, says during the pandemic, inpatient care has dropped by 60%.
And that led to a lot of morbidity and mortality at home because they were so scared to get care.
Insurance companies might also be worried that no copays meant too many people were making virtual appointments for fairly minor complaints. Brietta Clark teaches healthcare law at Loyola Marymount University.
Cost sharing is thought to help reduce unnecessary visits, or at least that's the theory.
But she says copays, which can cost as much as $100, can discourage people from getting necessary medical help. And reintroducing copays will force some people to go back to weighing what's more important, putting dinner on the table or seeing a doctor. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.